Part 4. The Professor's Daughter. The next day, at lunchtime, the student woke up and looked out of his window.
"That's lucky,"
he said.
"Here is a red rose. It is an extremely beautiful red rose. I'm sure it has a long Latin name."
He took the rose from the tree. He put on his hat and ran to the professor's house. The professor's daughter was sitting near the door.
"Look, here is a red rose for you. Tonight you must dance with me as you promised. You will wear it next to your heart, and I will say, 'I love you.'"
The girl didn't smile, but she looked at him.
"I'm sorry,"
she said.
"I don't like the colour. My dress is blue, and the rose is red. And another thing, the Chamberlain's son gave me jewels. Everybody knows that jewels are more expensive than flowers. I don't want your rose."
"You are very ungrateful,"
said the student angrily, and he threw the rose into the street. At that moment, a cart passed, and the wheels crushed the flower.
"You are very rude,"
said the girl.
"I will dance with the Chamberlain's son, not with you."
Then she stood up and went into her house. The student started to walk home.
"Love is a stupid thing,"
he said.
"I prefer to study books. They are much more interesting and useful. Yes, logic is much more useful than love. I will go home and study philosophy and metaphysics."
And that's what he did.